Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaging and being involved. So I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you get involved. But your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones that know about the show. That would be really cool, too. You know, one of the things we're going to talk about this hour, you're more than happy, you're more than welcome and invited to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can we really heal when half the country feels like the election has been stolen from them? And I say that for several reasons, okay? I go all the way back to the days of the Tea Party, okay? I wasn't a big wig or big person in the party. I mean, I supported them, helped where I could. But I remember the innocent exuberance of the Tea Party people. And I'm not making fun. I'm serious. I really did. I really appreciate the fact that they thought with all their energy, with what they were doing, that they were just going to wipe the place out and all their people would get in because everybody was behind them when it comes to the Constitution as such. And when they lost certain races, the looks on their faces were devastating. They were devastated. And it hurt, you know, guys like me who were trying to tell them and they saw us as naysayers. Look, your guy's not going to win. He's got no name recognition. He's got no real money. And, yeah, you guys are walking door to door. You're knocking door to door. And God bless you for doing that. It's a great thing to do. But there's more to it than that. Your people have to be in the street, working for that seat 2 years out. And I've helped other people win seats, and I tell them the same thing. You run. And you run, and you run, and if it's a two-year cycle, you run for 2 years. If it's a four-year cycle, you wait 2 years, and you run for 2 years. You know, and again, it's the way people get to know you. But the Tea Party people were devastated when their people lost. They couldn't understand. You know, a socialist won, but the Tea Party person lost. I go, look. There's so many things here that are factors. People aren't engaged. They don't understand. Many people, even in the Republican Party, you know, 70-80% of the rank and file vote R. Even if it's a putz, can you imagine? Look at, they voted for Mitt Romney because he was an R. Is he really? They voted for Ryan because he was an R. Is he really? We've got a lot on that list. And some of you say, well, God, he's better than a Democrat. Are we sure? Look at Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, again, I know some of you get mad if you want to say this, but Tulsi Gabbard. And she should be an R for all intents and purposes now. Look at the laws. Look at the bills she's putting forward. You know, about making sure that only females play in female sports. Born. Women that are born as female, not men. boy, is she taking heat for that. And there's other things that she's talking about doing. I would have rather had her than Ryan. You know, and think about some of the policies that she wants that are very much in line with President Trump's, which is start pulling people out of these countries that we have no business being in. That's another thing, by the way, you guys can bank on. If Biden gets in, if Biden takes that oath of office, the wars will heat up in the Middle East. You're going to have our poor men and women going back over there to fight again. Seriously. And as somebody made comment in my chat room right now, I think it's worse than what they say it is. You know, Biden will be Obama 3.0. The problem is there won't be any safety bumpers on because it's not Obama taking the heat. It'll be Biden taking the heat for the stupid things he does. Right? So, but back to how can you expect us for 4 years you didn't reach across that. For 4 years you didn't pass any meaningful legislation. You didn't even try to. The only thing you did for 3 years and 8 months was to try to nail this president and get him out of office. And you had Pence, right? You were ready to pounce on him as well. So don't tell me that, can we all just get along? Can we just get along? No, we can't. Because I don't trust you. See, that's the other thing. I don't trust you. You know the old joke with the scorpion, right? Jumps on the back. I don't even know what it was. Fish brought him from one side of the pond to the other. And the fish kept saying, no, I'm not giving you right over because you'll sting me, you'll sting me, you'll sting me. And he kept saying, no, I won't. Why would I do that? I want to get to the other side. I don't want to stay alive. If I sting you, we'll drown. Halfway across, the scorpion stings the fish. They start to go down, and the fish says, what'd you do that for? He says, it's in my nature. I couldn't help myself. Same thing here. It's in their nature. They can't help themselves. And even you Christian socialists, I got news for you. Christ was not a socialist. Right? If a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. Christ said that. Look it up. Basically. Right? You work, you eat. You don't work, you go hungry. Really simple. Dems are freaking out about another thing, though, too, I really love. I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break. Basically, COVID cases are down. It's only in states that aren't run by Democrats. Joe Senior Host will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. This is Bill Sato, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And that's how you become, by the way, that's how you become part of the solution. You realize that, right? When you engage in conversation with others, a couple things happen. You find out, especially if they're not on the same side as you find out how they got to the decision they came to. All right? And you end up, if you're like me, you end up scratching your head going, how did you come up with that? But whatever. So, again, you find out why they got to the decision they came to, how they got there, and then you can help enlighten them. So that's why you want to get involved with people. That's why you want people to understand where you're coming from and how you came up with the decision you came up with. All right, COVID cases are down in one of our favorite states, South Dakota. That's right. They're down almost 60%. And the Democrats are freaking out. So Governor Kristi Noem, she took to Twitter yesterday with the news that COVID-19 cases have gone down a little over 59% since their largest spike in November. The spike, however, was around 1,800. The governor of South Dakota wrote, "Hey, we're not out of the woods yet, but we'll continue fighting this virus together." At the beginning of the pandemic, the South Dakota never completely shut down businesses, churches. They were allowed to stay open and could close down if they felt it was necessary. In an FAQ segment in the South Dakota Back to Norm plan, one of the questions asked was what churches are supposed to do. The response was they are encouraged to consider the guidelines for public gatherings and to consider steps to maintain reasonable physical distancing. Many of the guidelines that have been administered aren't even required. Another FAQ asked if mask wearing was required. The response was, masks has never been required. Let me say that again in case I screwed it up for some of you can't understand. One of the questions was, is mask wearing required? The governor's response, mask wearing was never required. But South Dakotans are encouraged to continue considering CDC guidelines and how they want them used. So, let me see if I got this right. A Republican governor said, well, here's the deal. Here's what science says. Here's what the CDC says. And you have a right by the Constitution to decide whether you want to protect yourself or not. If you don't believe it to be true, then you don't have to wear a mask. If you believe it to be true, feel free. You know, as a courtesy to others, if you're going into a nursing home or something, you may want to put a mask on. I don't know. But it's up to you. Because you're an adult, and we're sure you can figure it out. Right? So again, common sense solutions, allow the adults in the room to figure it out, real adults, not kids, and look what happens. It takes a nosedive by almost 60%. And why do you think the Dems are going nuts? Come on, you know why. I don't have to tell you. Because something a Republican governor is working so much. Look at the places where Governor Newsom's now. Shut it all down. Put on masks. Stay away from family. Stay away from church. And, oh, and by the way, our COVID cases are skyrocketing. Gee, I wonder why that is. I don't know. Just nuts. All right, so kind of hard to do with the radio, but I'm going to do the best I can. One of the places I look for stories is the Todd Starnes website. ToddStarnes.com, you know, great guy. I love him. I think he's great at what he does. So I went to go there tonight, and what do I get? I get this big, and I go there on a regular basis. I get this big red screen. Twice that it's already started. It says, deceptive sight ahead. The sight may trick you into doing something dangerous, like installing software or revealing your personal information. For example, passwords, phone numbers, credit cards, and more. Any guys know who Todd Starnes is? He's not like that. He doesn't run that kind of website. But he's a conservative. And he actually got thrown off the Fox network because he spoke the truth about abortion and other things like that. They couldn't handle him anymore. So it's given the option of going forward or not. One of the pages it called out on this, because they're advertising on Todd Starnes, is the newreleasetoday.com. I didn't know what that was. So you know what I did? I took that and I popped it in to see what it was. This was the specific sub-site that they were calling out as the one that was dangerous. Danger, Will Robinson, right? Aren't you concerned? Aren't you nervous? So I clicked on it. You know, I took the chance. But since I knew the message was coming from Google, I had no problem with it. And what site does it take you to? It's the We Love You Decide site, Christian Music Awards. So apparently now, You can go to Pornhub without a problem at 13. But if you go to the Christian Music Awards site, well, that's dangerous. Because they might want money from you. They might want you to support their cause. You know, you guys make some, I get emails from you, you make fun sometimes when I talk about religion, I talk about God. They hate us. Well, Jesus said they would hate us. We already knew that was coming. But they hate us. And they don't hate us necessarily because it's Jesus. They hate us because it's a higher power that we ascribe to, that we love, care for, and get behind, and we'll do what God wants us to do. And that makes them nuts. Because you know why? They want you to do what they want you to do. They want you to see them as smarter than us. Them as being the party to follow. They are the true gods. Like they see themselves as the gods of Mount Olympus. They've got all the answers. They've got all the strength. They know what to do. Just do what they tell you to do, and everything will be fine. Because it's worked out so well, hasn't it? I'm going to say it again. The Democrat Party has become like wild locusts. Everything they touch, they decimate. Everything. You look at education. The worst education in the country is in inner city, where the black kids and Hispanic kids are, the ones that they say they care about. It's the worst. And who runs those? Who runs those schools? Who runs those cities? Democrats. And their response to everything is give us more money. No, there are plenty of districts across this country that are doing a great job with less money. So, just so tired of hearing it. So tired. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Yes, wind me up, please. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try to hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government beyond this week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the meeting productive, though there was no announcement of any progress towards either bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters Congress would not leave Washington for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. It's not going to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
The ultimate geek, right?
Isn't that great? Travis here, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. And being involved, being engaged. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. I want you to be part of. Not a bad thing. You know, seriously. And it's one of the ways that you really, you get to see other people's. I know, somebody keeps saying, stop saying it. I don't want to hear somebody else's point of view. Yeah, actually you do. You actually do, because the only way you're going to actually, I don't want to say argue the point, but the only way you're going to be able to push back is to be able to speak the way they do. Speak in a language they understand. You guys have heard me tell it a million times, so my kids used to ask me for money with some freaky language. You know, I don't know dinero. I have dollars. You know what I'm saying? You want money from me? Ask the right way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And this is the only conversation. I want you to know, the only one that counts is with me. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, as I said. A Pennsylvania teacher has been fired. You know, so much for freedom of speech. Remember, I said, they truly are the true meaning of fascist is what the Democratic Party has turned into. I don't know if you guys heard this, but recently, another Rasmussen poll, we're up to about 16% of the people that voted for Joe Biden would not have voted for Joe if they knew about all the scandals that he had. So think about that. So media knew exactly what they were doing. I can't keep blaming rank and file when media is the one that won't let the information out there. Seriously. Send me an email, Joe at the, you know, some of you say, you don't, yeah, I don't want to call on Joe. All right, don't. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'll try to get your question out there, answered, whatever. I won't use your name, unless you're nasty. If you're nasty, you're going to have a field day with it. Anyhow. So the Pennsylvania teacher got fired after she said that she'd rather vote for a potato than Joe Biden. I think that's great. I feel the same way she does. A Pennsylvania elementary school principal is out of a job. She says it's because she posted right-leaning memes and commentary on our private social media page. That's the other thing, too. It's really funny. When I, as a school board member, and other teachers and parents have asked me to deal with something, every time I discuss about an issue that a teacher put on a child, you know, the child's teacher says you're wrong or does something, I'm always told that the teachers have a freedom of speech. They have a level of a freedom of speech. But notice that only goes to the left. It never goes for the right. So a Pennsylvania elementary school principal, she does the job because she has right-leaning memes, right-leaning comments. In one post, the former principal, Amy Sachs, said that she'd rather vote for a potato than Democrat presidential contender Joe Biden. This is a potato, she held up. If this potato was running against Joe Biden, I'd vote for the potato. That's kind of funny. Her pro-spud anti-Democrat post was apparently enough to cost Sachs her position at Evergreen Elementary. Now, she's been in the school district for decades. And there's a lot of conservative teachers out there. I don't blame them. They don't want to come forward. They don't want to talk because of stuff like this. Sachs had been a teacher for 20 years prior to becoming a principal, says the local school district and paper. Many of the principals and the superintendent thought she was doing a great job. However, superintendent decided she needed to be fired. On Thanksgiving, a Facebook page called No Left Turn in Education shared a statement penned by Sachs, and it read, "Many of you know that I'm no longer principal of Evergreen Elementary at this time. However, the circumstances surrounding the situation have kept me quiet until now. But I'm reaching out to you today to share with you that as principal of Evergreen Elementary School, I was terminated because I expressed a right-of-center political view privately on my page." So what happens now? If you have too many, Muslim kids in your class, can you no longer put Christmas lights up on your house if you live in the community? If you have too many Jews, well, they don't care about the Jews. They hate the Jews, too. Come on, let's be honest about it. How many in the left embrace Israel? For real. Before Trump came along, what did they do for Israel? What did they do for the Jews? Nothing. He goes on to say that she has filed a lawsuit against the school district in an attempt to save her job. Sachs wrote that she wants to also show people that they are not alone in this personal battle. You know, when I speak out on behalf of conservatives, when I speak out on behalf of Christians, religious rights, as a trustee, I get a boatload of emails from teachers, from administrators, thanking me for speaking out, for supporting them. And it tells me that they're afraid. They're out there, but they're afraid because they have nobody to stick up for them. See, if more of you conservative trustees, if more of you conservatives in education would come out, I think you'd find out just how many of you there actually are and how much power and strength you actually have. The cancel culture of public school system has to stop, she said. I was a principal of one of the best performing elementary schools in Pennsylvania. You hear that? One of the best. A conservative principal running one of the best schools in Pennsylvania. And because of her viewpoint, not because of what she got accomplished. And it's like that all the time. Remember, this is the same party that runs around and says, you have to have a black woman in the position. Not the best person. Not even the best black woman for the position. You have to have a black woman. You have to have a black person. How does that make you Asians feel? How does that make you Hispanics feel? Talk about division and fueling racism. All they ever talk about is the black community. What about the Hispanic community? Seriously. I was principal of one of the best performing elementary schools in Pennsylvania, still fell victim to being canceled out of my liberal bureaucrats who don't believe in diversity. Of thought, of speech, of opinion, or politically. Right? A group called No Left Turn in Education posted, a courageous principal in Pennsylvania was terminated because she didn't align with that of the woke zombie superintendent. Educators all across America publicly say and post the most outrageous, incendiary things from the left and the far left, and that's okay. Not an issue. See, this is true fascism. Look it up. This is classic fascism. I'll tell you what to say, how to say, when to say, what's right, what comes out of your mouth that's proper, what doesn't. Apparently, there is no freedom of speech. You have no rights as somebody on the right. Absolutely none. This is just nuts. I mean, really. You know, some of her other posts, looking for some clarity, is Corona season over? And we're on the riot season? I just need to know. I need to know if I need a mask or a rifle. That's funny. And she's right. Corona season will be over soon. Soon as they're sure that Joe Biden takes the oath. Now, it may not quit right away because, you know, we want to make sure that we solidly get people on their knees begging for understanding. Due to COVID, we're going to need people to riot from home and destroy your own crap. That's funny, too. Why should you be out in the streets rioting? See, I'll bet you if you made a solid stance, if the police departments really went out there and said, look, you can protest all you want. The minute you smash a window, you're going to jail. I wonder what would happen then. Wouldn't that be cool? If you think the coronavirus panic is in an election year right after three failed coup attempts against Trump is a coincidence, you might be as dumb as a rock. I like that too. She's good. Maybe we can get her as a writer. Anybody know who she is? Or how to get a hold of her? If you can't carry, buy some wasp and hornet spray. Keep it beside your seat in your vehicle. It sprays 20 to 30 feet of stream. I like her. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee and come on back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Bella once said,
you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, being ushered in by Dino. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOEY, 55732-5563. We're talking about a teacher that was fired, principal actually, after 20 years of being a teacher and being a principal. Was fired for having right-leaning thoughts and putting them down on her personal Facebook page. So apparently now, we've got the Gestapo and the SS tracking down what you're writing on your social media. And I don't care. Now, she's suing the district. Now, look, I have mixed emotions about this. I think she should sue the district, really. They cannot get away with this just because they think they have the power to make something like this happen. And whenever it's somebody on the right or conservative complaining about what a left-leaning teacher has done, that teacher has a right of freedom of speech. You can't touch it. You can't say anything about it. When it's the other way around, it's like a federal case immediately. So she's suing the district for $500,000 in damages, emotional turmoil, and more. And I don't blame her. I think she should sue for $1.5 million. These people, the problem is it's not their money. It's taxpayer money, and they don't care. It's the principal behind the thing. It doesn't matter what it costs. Of course it doesn't, because it's your money. I mean, it's somebody else's money. Why do you care? But what would be beautiful is if they took a percentage out of everybody's paycheck who agrees with this. All right, $500,000. Okay, split between 2,000 teachers. Here's what it's going to cost, and administrators. The civil suit names more than a dozen defendants, including the school district and its board of directors, as it will, as it should. The court documents say, on top of the firing sacks for her Facebook post, superintendent also accused her of being a racist. This is their go-to word for everything. Do not let them get away with it. When they call you, especially an educator, this is what I love, when they call you a racist or a fascist or what have you, you go, you're an educated person. What does that mean? These are the same idiots that say that having Christmas lights up is racist. Now, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush because I know a lot of smart teachers who do not believe this way, even ones on the left who do not believe this way. But too many of them do, and the ones that don't stick up. They don't open their mouths for people like Amy. Amy was told by the superintendent that her private Facebook post had offended one parent, who complained to the district. Instead of properly telling the parent that Amy was permitted to post anything she wanted on her private account, the district terminated her. No warning. No, hey, if you do it again, that wasn't cool. We had parents complain. None of that. And which is really funny because when it comes to unionized teachers, you could never fire them for that easily. Amy was told by Russell that she was being terminated because these posts were offensive, unacceptable, and unprofessional. Russell alluded that she believed that Amy was a racist and could be fired on that basis alone. Wow. I mean, this is scary. No, seriously, this is scary. If you think about what she said, if you guys don't support me, I can never get a job somewhere else. I'm going to be well for the rest of my life. Because with the stuff I put on Facebook, I couldn't get a job as a dog catcher. Right? And they wonder why that the conservatives have such a bad taste for teachers and liberals as a whole. Here's another story where a teacher said, an eighth grade teacher told her class that President Trump is not a hero and the White House is not an accurate source of information. It never stops. This is out of the state of Washington. The kids were told to pick a hero to write about in an essay form. But do not pick the President of these United States. Can you imagine anybody saying that? Remember, you know, Obama, they were touting the man who won the Nobel Peace Prize before he stepped foot in the office. And yet Trump couldn't win it, even though he truly was the peace guy. We have peace in the Middle East. Unheard of. Hasn't happened in decades. Billy Bob Clinton couldn't make it. The one who came the closest, right, was Jimmy Carter. So you got to give people credit where credit's due. I wasn't on the inside. I couldn't tell you whether it was all due because of, you know, Jimmy's policies or not. But as far as the press was concerned, as far as the general populace is concerned, Jimmy came the closest. So you have to give him credit. You have to give Donald Trump credit. Credit for the peace in the Middle East. You have to give him credit for this the vaccination coming so quickly. But you won't hear that. I don't have the staff that some of these other people have. And I've been watching some of these shows during the day where, you know, CNN, MSNBC, all laughed at President. To show you what buffoons they really are, they laughed at him when he said the Trump Tower had been bugged. Was bugged. They laughed at him when he said the dossier was fake, phony. He was right about that, too. You know, should we go down the list? They laughed at him when he said, you know, the vaccine was right. He would get things out of the way to make the vaccine available as soon as possible. We would have it by the end of the year. They laughed at him. First vaccine in New York was given, what, today, yesterday? right? I mean, think about it. They laughed at him and all this stuff. Now, you watch. Every failure of Obama's, every failure of Joey Biden's is going to be hailed as a great accomplishment. Because they have no place else to go. And I used to think that Joe Biden was going to get sick, and that was what was going to hand it to Harris. I don't think so anymore. I think what's going to happen is not so much that he's going to get indicted, but it's going to be pretty darn close. Really, think about it. It'll be pretty darn close, and that's the way it'll go down. He'll have to be told by the powers to be that, you know what, you got to step down. Too much coming at you. The new President Harris will pardon you, and everything will be cool. But I've come to the conclusion, too, though, if you want to see, if I got any lefties out there listening that really care, if you want to really see a civil war in this country again, go after Trump and his kids after the election if he doesn't get sworn in. Because I believe that that's what they're doing. I think they're ready to go to try to nail him on so many things. And they won't go till they break him. They'll never break him. He'll die first. I can't believe he'd be, nobody's going to kill him. I don't mean it that way. He will die fighting. Not just for, look at, if they could take him down and put his kids in jail, none of us stand a chance. He'll never let that happen. I guarantee you. Because that's just the kind of guy he is. Speaking of donations, if you guys want to help out, it's real simple. One word, Go Joe. One word, Go Joe to 77948. Go Joe to 77948 on your phone. You can donate $5, $10, $15, $20, $25,000. I will actually deliver you a signed copy of the book myself. No, but seriously, I've said it before and I mean it so much. It's not so much the amount. $2 here, $5 here, $10 there. It lets me know that you care, that you're willing to get involved, you're willing to throw a few bucks at it, and that's wonderful and great. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So a young man in Harbor, Washington, Gig Harbor, actually, he really he was slapped in the head when his teacher said, you can write about your hero, but it can't be Trump. 13-year-old. So here's a young man whose parents are probably Trumpers, don't know. Probably loves his country. Been told all the wonderful things that Trump has done, because he's not going to hear him in school anyway. The teacher says, you need to write about your hero, all of you guys, but you can't write about the president. Right? And then the teacher rides him for a while, trying to get him or convince him to stop supporting President Trump. In a video that was almost 10 minutes long, you see the teacher rant to the eighth grader to get him to agree that the president's immigration policy is a failure, the president is a racist, he's useless, he's no good. How do you do that to an eighth grader? And still consider yourself a teacher. Shame on you teachers that do that, by the way, who are so full of yourself that you think that you have all the answers and you have a right to shove your opinion down the throats of those kids that you have control of for that hour, two, three, 4 hours of the day. Shame on you. You don't have a right to do that. You a math teacher, you teach them how to add and subtract. And maybe we won't be 47th in the country. For you California teachers. Maybe if you stop with your hate towards the president and conservatives as a whole and start teaching the subjects that you're involved in, you might get a different result. Because as far as California, not every district, obviously, but as far as California is concerned, you are turning out crud. You are turning out kids that can't read. They're lousy at English, they're lousy at math, they're lousy at science, when we used to be like among the top three. You got kids leaving schools here in California before COVID that had to take remedial English, reading, math, when they got to other schools. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go, I'm not done. I guess I am done. All right. Pastor David Hayes will join us after the break. A lot more to talk about, and we're going to find out why Christians aren't getting off their butt and getting done what they need to get done. Be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side.